Hey folks, you are most welcome to the channel, and today we have the guest who is a TEDx speaker and also been featured in the Forbes magazine. She is talking about all related to the leadership, and also the topic that is going to be is how to create the legacy, right? So I'm not sharing more about her from my side. Let her share it from her side. Dear guests, you are most welcome on the show. My audience is super excited to know more about what you do.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I am really excited about this particular topic because it's a topic that I get asked about a lot, and it's a topic that I speak about a lot because a lot of people are really interested in this, right, about how to leave a legacy and what that means. So we'll be unpacking a lot of that today. So I'm excited to get started. But first, I want to take a moment to introduce myself. So I'm Charissa Sebastian, and the work that I do is I do leadership and executive coaching for corporate leaders. And so that's primarily the space I work in. And as you can probably imagine, coaching leaders, a lot of them want to leave a legacy, right? So they want to make a difference. They want to have an impact. They want to be remembered long after they leave their job and their workplace. And so that's why I'm so excited to talk about this particular topic today. And hopefully it's going to be helpful to you in some way as well.
It's really going to be super amazing, as I saw that a lot of people are super excited to know more about it because everybody is so focused on achieving the goal. But a lot of people are there who are ready to understand, okay, what is the meaning of legacy, right? So before any delay, let's jump into the question that has been there, like we have prepared for the audience over here. It's like the first question is over here. What is the meaning of legacy?
And that's a really great question. It's funny because every time somebody comes to me and says to me, okay, I want to create this legacy, that's actually the first question that I ask them. Then what does that mean to you? Because it's so personalized, right? Everybody has their own idea of what leaving a legacy is. And so I think that's one of the important things to remember when it comes to leaving a legacy. What is a legacy for one person might not be the same meaning, might not have the same meaning as somebody else. And so for me personally, and the way I approach this with my clients is I just think about, okay, how do you want to be remembered? In very simple terms, for me, your legacy is how do you want to be remembered? What is the mark that you want to leave, on the world? How do you want to have that positive impact or influence in the world? And how do you want to be remembered when you're no longer around in that space? So in other words, like if you leave your corporate job or if you retire or move on to other things, what is it that how do you want to be remembered, basically? And so that's, for me, that's the easiest way to think about what it means to leave a legacy. And of course, there's lots of nuance. There's lots of different ways that that we can unpack that for each individual person. But just if you want to just start thinking about it in terms of how you want to be remembered, that's usually the easiest way to go about doing that as a starting point.
Awesome. That really sounds interesting. And, I'll be more happy to ask the question that is being prepared over here. So okay, why is that so important for so many people?
And this is an interesting question because it does come up a lot for people, maybe not even in terms of legacy, but in terms of I want to make a difference in this world. I want to have some kind of impact. I want to know that the work that I'm doing or what I'm doing matters and is valuable and is going towards something bigger than myself, right? So it's going towards some kind of cause that's bigger than myself. And I think we're just wired as humans to matter, to make a difference, to have some kind of purpose and to be driven by that purpose. And so I think because that's kind of innate to who we are, it just makes sense that it's important to people to figure this out. It's important that no matter where they are in their lives, even though of course it's going to change as time goes along, it's going to evolve. But at the same time, they want to feel like what they're doing and where they're putting their energy and their effort and their focus is really aligned with making some kind of difference that's meaningful. And this is the part that's so important. It has to be meaningful to you in a personal way. So in other words, so I'll take a company as an example. So if you're working for a company that does have a strong, say, mission and a strong brand and things like that, and that's great, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're not aligned with the type of work that they're doing, like if it's not that important to you, then you might feel like even though you're doing the work and you can see that your work has good results, you might not feel like you're completely like leaving, making that kind of difference that you want to make in the way that you want to make it. So that's another key part to legacy. It's not just making a difference and being remembered in a certain way, but doing that in a way that you're passionate about, right? The things that interest you, the things that align with what matters to you.
All right. Awesome. So it's like, the question over here is, you know, it's like, how do we go about this? As you mentioned, like, people don't feel aligned with, let's say they are working in the company. So how to actually go about this?
So one of the things that's so important is kind of what I touched on a little bit ago, and that is knowing yourself really well, knowing what matters to you, knowing your why, right? So when you are passionate about something, when you care about something really deeply, when you have a strong belief system behind the work that you're doing, or the, you know, the difference that you're making, or the contribution, then it really does make a difference. It makes you feel more purposeful. It gives you more energy. It helps you to really focus. It helps you be a lot more engaged in the work that you're doing. So you need to know yourself really well. Know, you know, what it is that you enjoy doing. What matters to you? So these are actually questions. So if, you know, if you're listening, if you want to ask yourself some really powerful questions to answer this about, like, how do you go about doing this? Here are some questions for you that you can take note of. So it's things like, what do you care about? What are you passionate about? What do you stand for? You know, what are those beliefs that, you know, you hold really strong and really dear? What are some of the values that, you know, that are really important to you? It could be things like equality. It could be justice. It could be, you know, any one of those things. Like, what really matters to you? What causes do you care about? So if you're like investing money in, say, a charity or some kind of cause that has a deep meaning to you, what is that? Because that's also going to be the, you know, if you care so deeply about something, chances are it's going to be easier for you to invest time and effort in that thing. And then that can contribute to the legacy that you're leaving, right? And the difference that you're making. But something else that I want to touch on for a second here that is less talked about when it comes to how do you figure this out, it can also be what frustrates you, like what really annoys you, right? So there could be a bigger, like a world problem or an issue out there or something that's like really aggravating to you. If you feel like, oh, you know, I wish people could be treated fairly at work, or, you know, I wish this didn't happen because it's really frustrating to me. It's annoying. I don't like it when this happens. That could be the very thing that you want to, the area that you want to make a difference in. It could be within a work environment. It could be outside a work environment. But it's something that you care deeply about and you are willing to do what it takes to make, to leave your mark, right? In that area. It could be work-related. It could be something completely outside of work. So those are some questions to ask yourself to kind of get you going in this area of like, how do you go about doing that? First of all, you have to identify, right? What is that legacy? What is the legacy that you want to leave? And then once you identify some of these areas that really matter to you, then it's about, okay, what steps do I need to take, right? To really make it, have an influence in this area. It could be big or small, but you get to decide what, you know, what you want to do. So you could decide to be a board member of an organization that you care deeply about and make an impact that way. You could decide to speak and be an advocate, right? For a specific topic. You could decide to mentor other people. If it's within a work environment, and you're like, you know what, I'm passionate about this particular area. You could mentor others. You could, you know, do, there's so many different things that you could do to live out that legacy and to, you know, to be remembered in certain ways. But it does start with knowing yourself really well, knowing what you care about, and then also aligning that with opportunities that you see to really make a difference. And I can tell you, when you are passionate about something, nothing is going to stop you, and you have a big driving force behind why it's so important. You're going to be heard because that passion is going to come through in, you know, in what you do. And if you're kind of like relentlessly in pursuit of making a difference, you are going to definitely make an impact on other people and on whatever it is that that you want to do.
All right, awesome. So as you mentioned about those questions, by that people can figure out, okay, these are things required to go about this, right? So how do people, you know, feel that, okay, whether they are leaving their legacy or not?
Okay. So one way to do this is, and leaving a legacy is about what people see in you, right? So in other words, and actually one of my favorite quotes, and I think this might help answer the question, is by Maya Angelou. And I'm going to paraphrase it, so it's not exactly the same, but you get the message. So the quote goes something like this. It's, people will forget what you said, they'll forget what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. So if you want to truly make, leave a legacy, yes, you definitely want to make sure that the impact that you're having, people feel that passion. They feel, you know, that you are really invested, that you are there to do whatever it takes. And you have to be others focused, right? When you're leaving a legacy, it's not about you. It's not about what you can gain. It's about doing things with no expectation of anything in return. That's the people that truly leave a legacy, when they're so focused on making a difference and helping others, even when they have to make sacrifices, you know, even things like that. And it's not so much about how can I elevate myself and, you know, be remembered. The people that are truly remembered and, you know, like think about of themselves. They don't think less of themselves, but they think about themselves less, right? As they're leaving their legacy, they think more about how can I make an impact. Like if you take the, you know, the people that we think of as having incredible legacies, like Mother Teresa or Gandhi or, you know, Nelson Mandela, things, you know, people like that, they didn't set out to be known, to be famous. They set out to go and really truly make a difference and help others. And in the process of doing that, they became, you know, they have this incredible legacy now. And so that's what I would recommend, you know, like if you want to know how, you know, if you're leaving a legacy, ask people around you, right? Check in, like, how am I, so you can even ask people something as simple as, how would you remember me? Like, how, what words would you use to describe me? What are some of the qualities that stand out in me? What are some of the strengths, you know, what are some things about me that, you know, that that you can share with me that will give me some insight on like what I'm doing or what I'm passionate about or what I'm good at and things like that. So you can always just check in with people to make sure that, you know, what you're doing and where you're putting your effort aligns with the way in which you're remembered. But you can also see that from what you're doing, right? So in other words, if you're putting your effort in certain areas, think about and be really intentional about what is the output, what is the objective of what you're focusing on. So what is the objective of that legacy, in other words, right? So if I decide, okay, I want to say I really care about animals as an example, and my legacy, I want my legacy to be that I made a difference or I impacted that space in some way. So it could be animal adoption, it could be anything like that, right? So I need to set specific objectives. Okay, what is it that, how do I want to contribute? And what would that look like? What does success look like in that area? And then check in with other people, have a support system. And then check in with others and say, okay, and check in with yourself too. Am I really making a difference? Am I doing what I set out to do? And then from other people's point of view, how will they remember me, right? So am I aligned in that area? So those are just some ways that you can go about like just checking in every step of the way and saying, okay, am I really aligned here with not just my own, you know, my own goals and what I want to do, but am I really truly having an impact on other people, you know, or causes or whatever it is that I want to have an impact on?
All right. Okay. That's really super amazing because the conversation that is going, it's super smooth so far, you know, because understanding what are the things that is required and a step-by-step process that you are giving people all the exact blueprints is absolutely amazing and the mind is blown, you know, and the people who are listening to it right now, I would just say, you know, just go into the comments, you know, and drop some message right away that, okay, you are liking what she is just sharing and it is blowing your mind, right? So let's go on to the next, you know, let's say what you're saying, people are acting the same, right? But after a certain period of time, people really mess up. They feel like it's not happening. They don't see the results. So my question over here is, you know, what if we mess up in between along the way? What to do?
Yeah, that's a good question, because we are going to mess up, right? Especially if we are if we're trying to make a difference and trying to do different things, there's going to be stumbling blocks. There's going to be times we mess up and things don't go our way, or we're human, so we're going to say and do things, you know, and it's going to be like, oh, we're going to regret some things that we do, and all of those things are going to happen. So the first thing I would say is just embrace that, know it's going to happen, and know that it's much more important how you handle those situations than, you know, the outcome of that situation, rather than, you know, trying to be perfect. Perfection is definitely, you know, not something you want to have as part of the equation when it comes to leaving a legacy, because we all mess up, right? And it's really in how you handle those times that you feel like you failed or you've taken a step backwards. That's what counts when you leave a legacy. If you think about even the leaders that we admire, right? It's not that they never mess up or they don't make mistakes, but one of the reasons that we admire them the most is how they handle themselves when things don't go their way. So remember that when it comes to leaving a legacy, and know that it's going to happen. It's inevitable. So you don't want to fight it and try to be perfect, because it's never going to, you're not going to be perfect. You're just going to create more stress. But also the other thing that's so important to this is something that I mentioned earlier. So when it comes to like really having, I guess getting more in the embracing that it's going to be a messy journey, right? Anyway, but that's why it's so important to be passionate. That's why it's so important to be really driven and very, very aligned on the thing that's going to keep you on track no matter what. Because the legacy is not something you do for a day or two and then you change your mind and you're like, oh, wait, I have something over here that, you know, it's more interesting, and then you're going to change your mind. It really has to be something that no matter what, it's so important to you and so deep inside of you that you're going to move forward. You're going to figure out a way. If you hit a stumbling block, you're going to figure out a way to move through that and still make that difference that you want to make. It doesn't mean that things can't change over time. Your goals can change and things like that. But the very thing that's at the root of that, the thing that's so important to you, if you know what that is, and you are not going to stop no matter what, you can find different ways to get there, but you're not going to stop to try to make a difference in that area. That's going to keep you going no matter what. So that even when you come across those times when you mess up, it needs to be so strong. Your why and your purpose behind it needs to be so strong that you are willing to do what it takes. And the consistency in action is going to be really important too. So preparing yourself even mentally with a strong mindset behind that and knowing that you're going to take action, and sometimes it's going to work and sometimes it's not. You're going to try certain things. Sometimes, you know, you're going to do great at it, and sometimes you're going to feel like, you know, you failed at it. But just knowing that it's a journey. It's not, you know, like it's not a straight path. Life is never a straight path, right? We're going to take twists and turns. But embracing that and knowing that it's really in how you handle those times that are really tough, that's going to help you really leave a mark and really make make a legacy, have a legacy for yourself. And so what you want to start thinking about is even preempting that, right? So thinking about it, being proactive ahead of time, and thinking about, okay, when things don't go my way, when I fail, or when I feel like I'm perceived in a way I don't want to be perceived, how do I want to handle those situations that will help me have a more positive impact, right? So let me give you an example. So say you feel really strongly about something, you go to give a presentation on a particular topic that you really want to be remembered for, but you mess up. Say you stumble over your words, or you feel like the message didn't come across, or whatever the case may be. You have a choice in that moment, right? Once you're done with that, you have a choice on how you want to handle that. So you can either decide to just kind of give up and move on to something else, or forget it and then, you know, move on. Or you can take the lesson from that and you can say, okay, let me check in with the people that were in that audience. Let me, you know, ask questions and see, where did I mess up? What can I learn from this? Because if you're learning and growing, you're going to get closer step by step. But if you keep retracting and just feeling like, oh, okay, that didn't work, so I'm just going to give up, then obviously you're not moving any closer. So in those times when you feel like you mess up, the important thing is to take the lesson from that, learn, grow, and then, you know, have that mindset of, okay, maybe this wasn't perfect, but I'm going to take what's, you know, what I can from this, and not ruminate and let it, you know, bother me for, you know, and take me away from what I want. But I'm going to learn from this, and then I'm going to apply that learning to the next step, and then just keep going and be persistent.
Awesome. That's interesting. As you mentioned about, you know, your why should be strong, you should be driven, you should be passionate about it. That's how you figure out, okay, you are not messing up along the way. That's pretty amazing. Self-auditing is also super awesome. Like when you are messing up, you just go check out what went wrong and what can be, you know, improved, right? And how to, you know, continue from here, right? Okay, so this makes, you know, people curious, since they are on the way to create a legacy. So can I ask this question, like people also ask this, how much control do they have over this?
Oh, that's a really good question to ask, because a lot of times we tend to focus so much on things that we can't control, right? So we focus on goals or things that are completely outside of our control. In other words, we tend to care a lot about the way people view us, the way they perceive us. We're so scared of messing up. Sometimes if we hold ourselves back, we second guess. We're like, oh, I don't know if this is gonna work, so maybe I shouldn't do that. Or maybe this person is gonna judge me, so I don't know if I should do that. But if you're so focused on other people and things that are outside of your control, you're never gonna leave a legacy, right? You're never gonna do things and be bold and be courageous, because you're always gonna hold yourself back. So when it comes to how much control do you have over your legacy, there's a couple of different ways of looking at it. First of all, it's important to focus on what you can control, right, with your legacy. It's no point focusing on how other people are going to perceive you, because that's just going to drive you crazy, because you have no control how you're going to be perceived. What you do have control over, however, is what you can do, right? So it's up to you to define what legacy you want to leave. It's up to you to have that passion and drive behind it. It's up to you to take the action, and it's up to you to follow up and make sure that you know, you're having the legacy that you want to have. Now, of course, if people are, you know, being positively impacted, that makes a difference. That gives you input. That tells you, okay, I'm on the right track because I'm getting positive feedback, and that's a good thing. But you never want to do something just to get positive reinforcement from other people, if that makes sense. Because then you're going to get swayed, and you're going to get really stressed out about always pleasing other people. Leaving legacy is not about pleasing other people. It's about doing what you feel is right and making a positive difference along the way, if that makes sense. So you never want to think about it like, I'm going to do this because I want to get positive reinforcement from others, because that's outside of your control. You can't control how other people view you. All you can do is focus on making that positive difference, taking the steps that you want to take. You want to get feedback from others, of course, so that you can adjust along the way. But you never want to put so much emphasis on how other people are viewing you that it takes away from leaving that legacy, because then you're gonna doubt yourself, you're gonna have issues with your self-confidence, and that's one of the worst things you can do when leaving a legacy. You want to be confident, you want to be passionate, you want to be driven, and so that's what people are attracted to, right? People want to be around other people who are confident in themselves, confident in their message, and who are really, you know, like on fire for what they want to do. And the way to do that is focus on the difference that you're making, the impact that you're there to make, not on how other people are viewing you, whether or not you're going to be liked or anything like that. So that's how you have more control. It's just focused on the very thing that you can control, get that feedback, and then make changes along the way.
Awesome. That really sounds super amazing, right? Like, have the control, because understanding what you can control and what you can't control is super important, right? So thank you so much on guiding people regarding this, right? So there's one more question. People are super, excited. They have, been asking also, like, this was in one of our bucket list of the questions. So let me just ask this question. It's like how do they get help with making sure that they are doing what they can to create a strong, lasting legacy?
Yeah, that is so good. And I love that people are already starting to ask the right questions, right? Asking how they can go about doing this. So I can even tell you from my own personal experience, one of the things that was the most instrumental and completely changed my life when it came to this is getting somebody that could walk me through this, because you need support, right? In life, in general, in any area of your life, if you want to do something different, you need that support. It can be in terms of like colleagues, mentors, it could be a coach. All of those, the people that you can trust to lead you on that journey. For me, that was my coach that helped me figure out what is my legacy and what do I need to do and how do I align. And that's actually how I made that big pivot from working in the corporate world to doing the work that I do now. And if you had talked to me 10 years ago when I was back in my job and you told me I would be speaking to you like this right now, I would have said you're absolutely crazy. There's no way I would do this. But when you're aligned with your legacy, right, and you know, like for me personally, that journey was me realizing how passionate I am about helping others, about others seeing their purpose and finding the purpose in their lives and feeling valued and aligning that with their work and, making a difference with other people through leadership. That is what I'm truly passionate about. And you can probably tell by the way I talk about that. So what I would say is to advise somebody else who's not sure about this and it feels a little bit stuck and they're not sure where to go, is get the support. But there's a couple of other things too. So ask those questions that we asked earlier on, right? What is it that matters to me? What am I passionate about? How can I even align my career? Because we spend on average 90,000 hours, right, of our lives at work. We spend the majority of our time at work in our lifetime. So you want to make sure that where you're investing your time is also very much aligned with your passion. So find that right fit for you. Find a coach, find somebody that can help you if you're not sure, right? If you feel like, oh, I'm so stuck here, I don't see a way forward, I don't feel like I'm making a difference, then find somebody that can help you and support you there. And ask those questions that I mentioned before. Then check in with other people, right? You can ask the people that are closest to you that know you really well, okay, what do you see in me, right? If I had to ask you today, what legacy am I leaving, what would you say? And then hear from their perspective, because a lot of times we underestimate how much we're doing in the world and our positive impact. But when we hear it from those close to us, it can really open our eyes. They can tell us, specifically, this is what I see in you. This is, the difference that I see you making. This is the difference that you've made in my life. Things like that. Because it can really help people to say, wow, I'm already leaving this type of legacy and I didn't even realize I was doing that. The other thing you want to do is have a plan. Be really intentional about this. So what I mean by that is once you have these questions answered, once you feel like, okay, I know what I'm passionate about and all of that, have a plan on how to actually execute on that. It's not just enough to say, okay, I'm this type of person, I love this, so I'm just going to be remembered for that. That's not how that works, right? You have to be intentional in that area so that you can start to see the results. So you can start to say, oh, okay, I can see how I'm making a difference. And be really clear on what success looks like for you when it comes to leaving a legacy. The other thing that you touched on earlier, and I love that you brought this up, is about messing up, right? So it's important to have a growth mindset. Know that it's not going to be perfect. And by growth mindset, what I mean is embrace the challenges, embrace the struggles, know it's not going to be perfect, but also have have that learning mentality of like, okay, I'm going to learn from this, I'm going to grow from this, and I'm going to make better decisions go forward. And you know, just keep with the consistency is important and persistence. So those are two words definitely to remember, is consistency and persistence. When you have the passion, consistency, persistence, you are going to, you know, like really make a mark in whatever area you choose to make that. And then of course, have your strong why, right? That passion that we talked about earlier, have the strong, big reason why it's so important to you, because then you won't stop no matter what. If that reason is so compelling to you, then you're not going to give up. That persistence and that consistency is going to become that much easier for you.
Awesome. That's absolutely crazy session as of now that I've done so far, right? So this is something super amazing. And one thing I really would like to ask for here, right? You know, getting the help regarding the same, right? About creating that legacy, leaving that legacy. So can we say that if people have a mentor, so they can, you know, they can be guided accordingly?
Yes, 100%. I can tell you that that unlocked so many doors for me when I had a coach / mentor to walk me through this, because that's somebody that has done this. So I was very intentional about finding somebody who knew what they were doing in this area, had experience with helping other people and successfully helping other people in this area. And so you want to find somebody that you know you can trust, that knows what they're doing, to walk you through these steps, to hold you accountable. Accountability is so important to this, right? Because you don't want to start going down this road and then you hit a roadblock and then you just give up and it's like, oh, okay, never mind. I mean, I tried and that was it. You want somebody to really hold you accountable. If you're serious about creating a legacy and making a difference, then have somebody in your corner who's going to hold you accountable, who's going to support you when it gets tough, and who's going to help you keep going when you feel like giving up. Because you will. Like, there's going to be times where you're like, oh, I don't even know if this is worth it. I'm exhausted. I don't want to do this anymore. And trust me, okay, I've had many of those moments, but it's my coaches and having them in my corner that help me realign and help me get re-energized and refocused to say, don't give up. Let's keep going. What do we need to do to readjust and get you back on track? So yeah, having those people, and like I said, from my own experience, it's coaches and mentors that made the biggest difference in those areas, because they know, they've done this, right? They're the experts in this area to help to navigate. So that would be my advice, is if you are truly struggling, or if you want to kind of fast track your success, but also have somebody to support you along the way, then that's for sure who I would recommend reaching out to.
Awesome, awesome. So can people reach out to you in order to get that help?
Absolutely. Yes, I would be happy to help. I've done this for so many years for hundreds of my clients and myself. That's been my own personal journey too. So I'm happy to help anyone who would like that help.
All right.
Would you like me to share how they can get in touch with me?
Absolutely. That's what my next question was going to be.
Okay. So my website is leadershipmasteryalliance.com. That's leader, like the word leadership, LEADERSHIP, mastery, MASTERY, and then alliance, ALLIANCE.com, leadershipmasteryalliance.com. And they can schedule some time. If you go to leadershipmasteryalliance/schedule, you'll get right to my booking page and you can schedule a free session where I can walk you through these steps and help you in, you know, whatever way I can to help you get closer to what you'd like to do. So yeah, completely free session.
Awesome. One thing I'm going to do over here to my audience, right, who is listening to you, listening to us right over here. People, let me tell you, if you messed up listening to that about the link, I'm going to drop the link in the description so that you don't mess up. You directly jump on, you know, booking the call, right? So that's thank what you. I can do, right? So thank you so much, dear guest, for being over here, guiding the audience, right? The person who is listening to us right over here. Thank you so much to the audience as well, who keep on coming up, you know, on the show Rising Wings. I every time on every podcast, I pay the gratitude to everyone who is listening to us right over here, and the same to the guest as well. Thank you so much, everyone, for being over here. It's a pleasure doing what I am doing. I really feel amazing when I connect two people, my audience and the guest, on the show, and they get inspired.
Well, thank you so much, Abhinandan. I want to just say thank you for the work that you do, because it's so important, and you really like help to hope, you know, to have hope and inspiration, you know, put into the world. And I'm sure your audience is very grateful for you as well. So thank you again for the opportunity, and I look forward to staying in touch.
Thank you. Thank you very much. See you super soon.
Thank you. Bye.